linked up on Mark13News.com for January 1st, 2022 is first of all the world in a tailspin, followed by who really won the Cold War, and finally NATO's true mission, which according to Russia's foreign minister is to colonize the territory that became unclaimed after the breakup of the Soviet Union, which was the second King of the North according to the Daniel 11 hypothesis on BiblicalResearchLabs.com, with the Russian Federation being the third King of the North, which along with the rest of the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy will become the bear of Daniel chapter 7 at the woe of the fifth trumpet. Moving on to January 2nd, 2022, Russia has little appetite to restrain Iran, which is Persia in Ezekiel 38, followed by Armenia lifts Turkish trade ban, and finally postponing elections in Libya means more chaos, Armenia and Turkey being most likely to Gorma and Gomer in Ezekiel chapter 38, and linked up for January 3rd, Russia and Turkey to boost ties, followed by China's plan to take over Latin America, which according to Russia's foreign minister is absolutely one of the pillars of the multipolar world that is objectively being formed right now, and finally Asia and Eurasia in a multipolar world, which is obviously more propaganda from the Kenites on the multipolar end of the globalist spectrum. Moving on to the 4th of January, how will unipolarists respond to Putin's red line, followed by the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and the post-unipolar world, and finally, the unipolar world is disappearing. Still more anti-unipolar propaganda, obviously, as the two warring factions of Kenites continue their civil war within the he-goat of Daniel chapter 8, which is symbolic of their shadow government. Linked up for January the 5th is first of all Turkish and Armenian officials to meet in Moscow, and again, Turkey and Armenia are most likely Gomer and Togorma in Ezekiel chapter 38, followed by Russia's plans for 2022, and finally is the world entering a post-American era, and remember in Daniel 11:14, it's written that many will stand up against the King of the South, which is at this time the United States, in my opinion, but it's really a result of the Kenite nation worldwide, which is symbolized by the he-goat in Daniel chapter 8, rising up against itself, which is what nation shall rise against nation means in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. Moving on to January the 6th, the Russians want a multipolar world, but really it's the multipolarist Kenites in control of the Russian Federation, as well as the state-run media thereof. Up next, Armenia and Iran talk economic cooperation, and finally Libya sleepwalking towards civil war. All countries listed in Ezekiel chapter 38 that will become part of the bear of Daniel chapter 7 at the woe of the fifth trumpet. And finally, linked up for January 7th is hybrid warfare on the rise globally, followed by AUKUS and the West war games with China, followed by an article by the President of the Council on Foreign Relations called A World of Mounting Disarray. AUKUS being the security pact between Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States that's a step in the direction of the Lion of Daniel chapter 7 that will come into being at the woe of the fifth trumpet, along with the bear, which will be made up of the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy when the he-goat becomes the leopard at the beginning of the five-month-long hour of temptation, when Satan and his angels are cast to earth, including those 10 fallen angel kings that are part of Daniel's exclusively supernatural fourth beast. And then, after the deadly wound to the one-world political system, Satan will appear as the Antichrist in Jerusalem at the woe of the sixth trumpet, beginning the final 2.5 months or 70 evenings, the 70 years in captivity to the Babylon of old were a type of. The true Christ won't return at all until the woe of the seventh trumpet, and as the true Christ says in the last verse of Mark chapter 13, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.